The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live, and I welcome our listeners on AM 880. WRFD and 104.5 FM in the Columbus, Ohio area. But it is also my privilege to welcome our listeners in Tampa, Florida on Faith Talk 570 and 910 AM. We are simulcasting today in Columbus, Ohio and in Tampa. I have the privilege of doing my program, but also filling in for my friend Bill Bunkley, who is, he's under the weather today. And I'm always honored and privileged to fill in for Bill. And I know that you folks in Tampa love Bill, miss him. And we're hoping that he'll be back on the air tomorrow. So anyway, welcome. My telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877 262-5483. That number will work anywhere in the continental United States. 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. The House of Representatives, if they haven't already done so, I'm trying to find it on news sources and I can't find it. If they haven't already done so, the House of Representatives will be voting today to send over the articles of impeachment to the Senate tomorrow. It is anticipated that the actual trial in the Senate will begin next Tuesday. Now, this is only the third time in the history of the United States that a president has been impeached. Richard Nixon was not. He was in the process, but he resigned before he was actually impeached. This is only the third time in American history. It is unique in that it is the only time in American history that the impeachment was done by one and only one political party. One. And it's fascinating because if you go back to the Clinton impeachment, we have recordings of several Democratic leaders who are still in the U.S. government who said, if this was a strictly partisan impeachment, speaking of Clinton, it would be a disaster, should never happen. Well, it's happened. Whether you agree or not, I'm just throwing out the facts. This is the first time in American history that one political party by themselves unilaterally has tried to remove a president of the United States and reverse a duly held election. Now, again, that's not political. That's not partisan. That's just fact. It certainly looks like he will be acquitted in the Senate. We don't know how long the trial will last. But what you may or may not know, under the rules of impeachment, according to the Constitution and the rules of the Senate, once the trial begins in the Senate, now again, you folks are smarter than the average bear. A whole lot of Americans believe, well, he's been impeached. How come he's still president? Impeachment is only a charge made by the House of Representatives. What happens in the House of Representatives is purely political. The legal proceeding, the actual trial, is held in the Senate. So simply because Trump has been impeached does not in any way, shape, or form mean that he will be removed from office. In fact, There is almost no possibility whatsoever that Donald Trump will be removed from office. Almost none. But anyway, the articles of impeachment, which have been held up now for over a month by Nancy Pelosi, and it's interesting because CNN today, terrible mistake on Nancy Pelosi's part, backfired big time. That's CNN. CNN is saying she blew it. She blew it. The House of Representatives will send the articles of impeachment to the Senate. They will be received. And it looks like the trial will begin on Tuesday. Once the trial begins, it's nonstop. The Senate will not deal with any other topic, any other subject, any other business, nothing. The Senate will be absolutely, completely consumed with the trial until it is over. They will not meet on Sunday, but they will meet 6 days of the week. We have no idea. This thing could be over in one day. Depends on Mitch McConnell and the other Republicans. It could go on for a couple weeks. We just don't know. But the fact is, once the trial begins, the Senate cannot deal with any other business whatsoever until a verdict is reached by the Senate. And again, it's a foregone conclusion. He is going to be found not guilty by the Senate because of the majority of Republicans. I mean, who knows? That could change. But that's the way it looks now. So that's what's happening. The CNN Democratic presidential debate, the last of the Democratic presidential debates, will be held in Des Moines, Iowa tonight. The other debates have not had much fireworks. It looks like tonight there may be. There is a battle brewing between Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders. Yeah, it's getting nasty between Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. Elizabeth Warren leaked to the press that Bernie Sanders told her, I don't know when it was, but she is saying that Bernie Sanders told her, in America, a woman can't get elected. Bernie Sanders is saying, I never said that. I didn't say that. Elizabeth Warren says, yes, you did. So I assume that will probably come up tonight in the debate. And if a real battle ensues between Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders, guess who is going to be the beneficiary? Joe Biden. Again, who knows? Speaking of Joe Biden, fascinating story. If you will remember, when was it? It was several weeks ago. Oh, no, it was last October. Last October, Joe Biden was in South Carolina. And while he was in South Carolina last October, as you know, Joe Biden is a Catholic, and he went to the 9 a.m. Mass at St. Anthony Catholic Church in South Carolina. Well, the priest there is Father Robert E. Morey. And Robert E. Morey said, nope, can't have communion. You support abortion. That violates the teaching of the church. In fact, at the time, the priest said, sadly, this past Sunday, I had to refuse Holy Communion to former Vice President Joe Biden. Holy Communion signifies we are one with God, each other in the church. Our actions should reflect that. Any public figure who advocates for abortion places himself or herself outside of church teaching. Well, a very influential American Catholic cardinal who is a member of the Vatican's highest court has said that was the right decision. Fascinating.
Today's news, God's word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live. My telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877 262-5483. That number works anywhere in the continental United States. And I would, I would love to hear from you. I was going to move on past this Joe Biden story, but it was not very good time management on my part. When we're simulcasting, as we are today in Columbus and in Tampa, the time constraints are a little more rigid because we want to make it as easy as possible for our friends in Tampa. So we try to keep the quarter hour breaks as close to where they should be as possible. And it was poor time management on my part, and I apologize because there's more that we need to discuss here. Joe Biden, if you remember, it made big news back in October. Joe Biden has been a loud and proud Catholic. Now, folks, I don't care whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, a liberal or a conservative. If you're going to be loud and proud about your faith, the church that you attend, the denomination that you are a part of, if you use that to influence people to vote on you, then don't just talk the talk, walk the walk. And I'd be saying the same thing if it was a Baptist who was loud and proud. I'm a Baptist. I'm a Southern Baptist. I go to church every Sunday. I've been going to church every Sunday since I was a little kid in Sunday school. And then you openly violate the biblical doctrine of your church. Don't do that. Don't do that. So anyway, I'm not just picking on Joe Biden. I don't care what his religion was or denomination. If you're going to talk about it, use it in the election, which Joe Biden does, then don't be a hypocrite. Abide by your church's teaching. All right, anyway. Last October, Biden went to St. Anthony Catholic Church in South Carolina, and he was planning on taking communion. The local priest, Father Robert E. Morey, is the pastor there. And he said, can't do. Well, it caused quite a stir. And so the priest issued this statement. Sadly, this past Sunday, I had to refuse Holy Communion to former Vice President Joe Biden. Holy Communion signifies we are one with God, each other, and the church. Our actions should reflect that. Any public figure who advocates for abortion places himself or herself outside of church teaching. All right, now, is this anything new? No. This has been the historic position of the Catholic Church for hundreds of years. This is nothing new. This is nothing out of the ordinary. And any Catholic who knows the teaching and the doctrine of their church, and Joe Biden does, knows what the church's official position is on abortion. And it's not just a minor position. For the Roman Catholic Church, abortion is a big deal. A big deal. Well, Biden objected publicly and said that he was treated incorrectly. And, of course, this was after he fought a law in South Carolina that would outlaw abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy, including cases of rape or incest. In fact, at the time, Joe Biden said, quote, "Let this be clear. This ban is dangerous and directly violates a woman's constitutional right to choose. We must stop it. As president, I will codify Roe into federal law and ensure this choice remains between a woman and her doctor." Well, that puts Joe Biden in direct conflict to his church on an extremely important issue of the church. Okay. Well, again, at the time, it stirred a huge amount of controversy, and just yesterday, American Catholic Cardinal Raymond Leo Burke, who is a member of the Vatican's highest court, and I'm quoting now from the news, says a recent decision by a South Carolina priest to deny communion to Democratic presidential candidate and former Vice President Joe Biden over his abortion advocacy was right and just. And he was not finished. He said, what the priest did in South Carolina was right and just. Would that more priests would act in a similar manner. He went on, I demonstrate that in the whole tradition of the church, the discipline with regard to not admitting people who are involved in public grave sin after having been admonished has been constant, and that it certainly applies to those who publicly support abortion and so-called same-sex marriage legislation. And he wasn't done. Now, again, this isn't just any, you know, average Joe Catholic. This is a prominent cardinal who is a part of the Vatican's highest court. This man carries a lot of clout. He went on. This whole matter is not a question of politics. It is a question of the moral law. The moral law applies to politicians as much as anyone else. If one is ignorant of the truth and promotes abortion legislation, that is one thing. But if one is a professed Roman Catholic who has been admonished that he or she cannot support legislation against the natural moral law, he or she is bound to be obedient to that law. How can bishops stay out of the matter when politicians who profess to be Catholics are giving scandal to the whole nation by voting in favor of abortion? How can they silently stand by? He said. Well, good for him. Good for him. Okay. So Joe Biden wants to be pro-abortion. He has that right. As an American, he can be pro-abortion if he wants to. In fact, he has a constitutional right to be pro-abortion if he personally wants to. And I'm not... Please don't misquote me in saying that abortion is constitutional. I don't believe it is. But an individual has a constitutional right to believe it is if they desire to. All right? And I'm talking again about belief, but anyway. What has been shocking is that so many Catholic politicians have basically thumbed their nose at their own church and told their church, I don't care what I've been taught. I don't care what you believe. I will believe whatever I want to. And once again, let me reiterate. I would be saying this if it was a Baptist or a Presbyterian or a Lutheran or a Methodist who belonged to a church that took a very strong stand and then violated that doctrinal belief for political purposes. That's just wrong. Then get out of the church. If you don't agree with your church, okay, get out. Find a church that you do agree with. But don't stay and be a hypocrite. Now, again, this cardinal is a very high-ranking cardinal. There are a whole host of very prominent Democratic politicians who support abortion. Will the church come after them? We'll see.